Hi there, everyone. It's Madame Payne here again to read you Chapter 20, which is called The Setup. When they strolled into the grove, the first squirrel to notice them was Jip. He nodded, uninterested. Then he did a double take. Wait, what? He stared at Jed. He reached out a paw and touched him as he passed, quickly. Then pulled his paw back close to his own chest. Jed? He said. Jed turned and smiled. He pretended to be surprised.
Jip, he said warmly. Hello, old friend.
The hawk, said Jip. You were snatched. I saw it.
The fact is, he had made quite a to-do over it. He told everyone who would listen how he had shouted, Hawk! But the know-it-all Jed did not listen. He left out the part about how he shouted it after, not before.
I tried, he had said, throwing up his paws. What more could I do? He thinks he's so smart. Doesn't matter how smart you are, a hawk is a hawk.
Hawk schmock, said Jed breezily. I escaped his clutches. High tree. He did a few swift kicks and chops.
Hi-ya, he said.
Practice pays off. Too bad you quit after two lessons. Jed's martial arts demonstration caught the attention of other squirrels. When they saw who it was and who was with him, they rushed over. A hubbub ensued, with shouts and hugs and a murmuring running through it.
Escape a hawk?
Jed shrugged modestly. Like a hero, maybe. The families of the three returning squirrels came pushing their way through the others to embrace their Chai and their Jed and their...
And who was this?
I'm Chakaw, said Chakaw.
She's our new friend, said...
A really good friend.
I'm sure she is, said Jutta,
tears streaming down her cheeks. Come here, dear. And she embraced Chakaw, too. Everyone was embracing.
But where have you been? Asked Chebby.
We thought we lost three at once. And now here you all are, plus one more.
You must have quite a story. Let's hear it.
He settled right in front of them to listen, and Jutta settled beside him. Like Follow the Leader, another excellent game, the other squirrels settled in around and behind them. Upturned faces waited for the story. Jed couldn't be sure without counting, but he thought nearly everyone was there by now.
I slipped through the hawk's talons, he said matter-of-factly, and landed in a pile of leaves in a foreign realm. I thought I might be there forever, but had climbed to the highest limb in our grove. She saw where I fell. She and Chai came to find me. I'm lucky to have such friends. We encountered many dangers, but here we are. We are so glad to be home. It was a very brief telling. There was no time to lose.
Oh, he said, as if he had just thought of it.
Also, we learned a new game.
Let's play a round, said.
Yes, let's, said Chakaw.
Loser has to do cleanup, said Chai.
Game, said Charette, who was sitting next to Jutta.
I thought we were doing stories.
It wasn't a very good story, said Zek from the back row. Too short, needs more details. Like what kind of dangers, and how did you escape?
I'll tell it better later, said Jed, after we play a round.
Round? Said a large, muscular fellow called Burke.
Round of what?
Move, said Jed.
You move? Said Burke.
No, 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 said Jed. Move is the name of the game we learned.
You guys are gonna love it, said.
It has teams.
Of course it has teams, said their friend Dottie. It's a game.
Not all games have teams, said Zach. In some games, we compete as individuals. And in some games, we compete only against ourselves.
Well, this one has teams, said Dotty.
How are we picking the teams? Asked Jip. Counting off? Rhymes? Or tails in?
There's a way of choosing teams for ice hockey where everyone throws their hockey sticks into a pile. Then the captains take turns picking the sticks up from the top. When they pick up a stick, the stick's owner goes onto that captain's team. Tails in is a lot like that, only with tails instead of sticks. And more teams. You can also negotiate a little, if everyone agrees.
Tails in, said Chai. Tails in, everyone!
Who had other things on her mind besides winning, took the youngest pups for her team. They're small, though, she said, so two count as one. That means I get all of them. Chika managed to get herself on a team with Chebi and Jutta, because she liked old squirrels, and they seemed kind. Burke was also on their team. He stood a little away from them, concentrating on the rules that and Chai were laying out.
I'm too old for such nonsense, said Jutta.
This doesn't sound like a game, said Chebi. It sounds like we're emigrating.
Shh, said Chika, alarmed.
She held a finger to her lips and glanced meaningfully toward Burke and the other squirrels. Chebi and Jutta looked at her, surprised.
I'm sorry, she said. I didn't mean to be rude. It's just that
you're right. But there's a really, really good reason. I'll tell you about it while we work, play.
Can you help us make it a game, please?
Chai and had finished their instructions, and the teams were forming huddles to assign positions and go over strategy. Burke turned around to survey his team. What a bunch of duds. He was probably going to have to do everything himself.
So, everybody ready? He asked.
Wahoo! Cheered Jutta. Go team! Yelled Chebi.
Let's haul nuts! Shouted Chika.
Well, at least you're a spunky group, said Burke.